It is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari that a person approached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him to advise him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the advice, "Do not get angry." Again he asked to give him some advice, and the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated the same advice twice more, and he said, "Do not get angry." Subhanallah. This was the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In another beautiful hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked a question. The person asked, "Inform me of such a thing that will grant me entry into paradise." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again advised that person, "Do not get angry." He said, "La taghdab wa lak al jannah." Do not get angry and the paradise is for you. Subhanallah. But in contrast, what happens when we are carried away by the feeling of anger and rage? What if we are someone who's accustomed to always fighting with people over every petty issue? About such a person, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the most obnoxious person in the sight of Allah azza wa jal is that person who's the most quarrelsome, who looks for an excuse to fight with people, to pick a fight. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who have sabr and patience over the feeling of anger, and not among those who are accustomed to causing fights and picking fights over every little thing. Ameen bijahi an-nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.